Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Hour four of the nation. Okay, we got Jared Sandler coming up here in 20 minutes. Tell you what the Rangers need to do to get a dub tonight. Here's the Chief with your football's finest.
Yes, sir. Let's do it right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Okay, so we have the Bears are looking to get their new stadium, and they're going back and forth. Is it going to be Arlington Heights, Illinois? Keep it where it should be? Or is it going to go to Hammond, Indiana? That could be the next home of the Chicago Bears. But the Arlington Heights mayor in Illinois says there's a major problem with Hammond, Indiana, basically saying it would be near, if the Bears moved to Indiana in the town of Hammond, it would be near a hazardous waste area. Ooh. Okay, so he's like dunking on Hammond here a little bit. He says, "I would throw up the red caution flags immediately."
Good leadership.
He says, "I've worked on enough sites with gas stations or dry cleaners or some sort of hazardous material to know it contaminates the ground. I would be very concerned about selecting a site like that." So it could be, they could be right next to just a hazardous wasteland if they go to Hammond, Indiana, according to the Arlington Heights mayor, who's clearly playing a little dirty here, and I like it. It's a battle.
Yeah, if you're a Bears fan inside Illinois, you love this dude right now. I might have just swung your vote. I like what you're doing right here. Now, you probably are looking for an independent expert to come in and verify those claims. But
yeah, but they can fudge numbers left and right. One guy walks in, it's going to be a huge problem. Another guy walks in, no, you're good. Like the Niners with their electrical substation. No, everything's fine here. Yeah. We're blowing Achilles and we're blowing knees out left and right, but yeah, everything's cool.
So said elected official goes to the experts, slips a little something in an envelope. Next thing you know, that site's coming in hot.
Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
But I love a conspiracy.
I love the idea of their new stadium being right next to just like a dumpster zone.
Hell, it works for San Francisco.
Smells like feces.
And it works for Philadelphia.
I don't know how I feel. Okay, so you got to put yourself in the shoes and then draw the appropriate analogy. You know, like moving the Mavs to Oklahoma. That's different. Like if DFW was another 45 minutes north, so Oklahoma was only a 20 or 30 minute drive, and they're moving the Cowboys across the state border, is that the same? I think that's the same. I think Bears fans would say yes, that's the same.
Yeah.
To me, I don't care. You know, it's just like we've seen it happen where the New York Giants are actually playing in New Jersey.
Right.
Where's the Washington Commanders stadium? It's not in D.C. It's in flipping Landover, Virginia, Maryland. Or something.
Yeah.
In Maryland.
Yep.
So we have a handful of these, and I don't know that it impacts me. I think
no, it doesn't. I mean, I get people living there, you know, maybe being like, come on, they should be in Chicago. What the hell? But realistically, big picture, I don't think it's going to be a big deal. And look, you're getting a new stadium and eventually you'll get a Super Bowl and hopefully it ends up working out for you. I mean, I always thought Soldier Field was going to be an absolutely gorgeous stadium to go to. And then I heard bad things about it.
They need a new stadium.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to monitor how this ends up going, but clearly they're in a nice little battle right now for where this stadium is going to end up. And everybody wants that. You get the rights to that stadium in your state. Now you're going to be due for a Super Bowl, very likely.
Yeah.
Seems like that's where
you
it goes.
Super Bowl.
So, I mean, it's certainly it's good for the economy.
Definitely.
If you have that stadium
big time
in your neck
of
the woods.
And these cities will try to poach you. They'll offer you all kinds of stuff like, hey, this is going to be tax-free. How about that?
Yeah,
you want to stay in Chicago and pay all those taxes, or come here and extra 10% right off the top for you? How's that sound, Mr. Bears Man?
Sounds like a win.
they'll entice you, dude. Mr. Bears Man's getting enticed left and right. Now we're going to hear from the Harbaugh Bros. All right, I will tee up John Harbaugh first. He is now the head coach with the Giants. They're on a collision course with our Dallas Cowboys, Week 1 Sunday Night Football. And the Giants held their annual town hall event, and I guess they haven't done it in a while, even though they call it their annual town hall event. But the excitement is real for John Harbaugh. So he's talking with a bunch of season ticket holders. He's getting them fired up. And I hope this sound is good enough, but listen to him talk about what he is doing right now to prepare for Week 1.
All I care about is tomorrow's practice. Because if tomorrow's practice is the way it's supposed to be, that'd be one more step in the direction of being a good enough football team to kick the Cowboys' ass.
Yeah! He got a great cheer out of that one, dude. You
know, he went full Jerry.
He did.
I know. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Huh? I was like, did he do some reading up on this thing
here?
Is that him returning fire on the Jerry kicked the Giants' ass? Now he's trying to kick the Cowboys.
I would almost guarantee
it.
Because it seems like the pacing and the setup for that, it was remarkably like Jerry in 2012 or whatever that glory hole offseason was. Glory hole training camp. That's great. I'm still not sure what to expect from John Harbaugh in New York. We know if it was Jim, wherever Jim goes, it's going to win.
Yeah, he's got that
Stanford, Niners, Michigan, Chargers.
Right. Pretty Teflon.
And he fixed the Chargers defense along with that damn guy that went to Baltimore, Jesse Minter. Yeah, so he got things fixed. I don't know if John Harbaugh has that trait. People are assuming he does.
Right.
Yeah, we haven't really seen that. I mean, he's only been in Baltimore. What he's doing this summer, they're going to do training camp in West Virginia. Then they're doing joint practices in New Jersey with both the Jets and the Dolphins. So he's got them busy this offseason in New York, trying to change things up.
Well, Kayvon Thibodeau, the edge rusher for the Giants, was asked about just the new regime, the new coaching staff. His quote was, "S is different. It's hard."
Yeah.
So for maybe the first time in Kayvon Thibodeau's professional career, it is not easy to be a professional football player. You know, and that's what an old school guy like John Harbaugh will come in and do. He's got to kick him in the tail a little bit and get him going. So we'll see how it pays off for him. Cam Scataboo, who's off the injury, saying that he's a little ways out, but he's confirming maybe optimistically that he will be ready for Week 1.
Yeah, and he's guaranteeing a championship.
He's doing that?
He said, "Everywhere I've been, we've won a championship in year two."
What kind of championship did he win at Arizona State?
That's what I thought.
Conference
championship?
Maybe that's not the point, though, Wolchuk.
No.
Maybe he won a fantasy championship that year. I don't know.
Little league title.
He's expecting to be ready. So maybe we don't see Malik Nabers, but we will see the 3 yards per carry of Cam Scataboo. Maybe that's down to 2.5 now that he's got the bad leg.
Little Hitchens getting up.
Yeah, not quite the burner he once was. He can't get those 10 to 12 yard runs.
He seemed like podcast influencer athlete, man. Now that I'm getting to know Scataboo a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. He likes doing that.
So he likes saying stuff, you know?
He's a talker.
He's a stuff sayer.
Comes off a little Jake Paulish, you know?
Oh, yeah. I could see him. I could see him being a Paul bro.
He could join in there.
100%. Yeah, he could be promoting fights in his after football career in 2 years. Now,
join MVP.
Now, to the other coast and to the other Harbaugh, we have Jim. How about Jim here?
Whoa, Jim.
I wasn't expecting this to come from him. But it did. He sat down with the local radio station in Los Angeles. I guess they were out at, I can't tell if it's some type of charity golf event or something like that, but Harbaugh sat down with the radio show. And we don't hear it, but what was taking place was the host pulling kind of a Dawson, where he's bringing on a guest and he's listing out the resume. So, you know, you're kind of hyping up the guests that you have coming on. So the host just did that for Jim Harbaugh, Chargers head coach, and this is what happened next.
Incredible introduction. That my ninth grade daughter, Katie Harbaugh, would say, you are a D1 Glazer.
That's you.
That is a compliment.
D1G. I'm first team all glaze.
Amazing.
It's great to see you, Coach. How's it going?
You know I'm a big fan of yours.
How about that? Is that Petros Papadakis that he's with? One of my favorite sidekick dudes.
That's such a great name, too.
Former USC running back, yeah. I believe, Petros.
Oh, really?
I think that might be Petros and Money.
He still does a lot of college football stuff.
Badass name, dude.
Yeah.
My guy, Petro. Well,
he's got this voice. It's just like,
yeah. Man, he's built for it. And you just want to laugh listening to him.
Allegedly, according to Jim Harbaugh, a D1 Glazer.
I can see that.
His ninth grade daughter is spewing those types of terms. His 14-year-old daughter is like, stop glazing me, please, Dad. Like, unbelievable. But he's funny, dude. He is. And he's feeling good right now. He's got a legit offensive coordinator getting ready to coach up Justin Herbert. And we'll see where that offense can go. I am looking forward to that. Now, you also have the week 2 game of the season is going to be the Thursday night Amazon Prime. It'll be the first game of the season on Amazon Prime. It'll be Al Michaels, and they're going to be in Buffalo to unveil the new Highmark Stadium. And apparently, Al Michaels was pushing for this because he's perpetually been the broadcaster to unveil new stadiums throughout the course of his career. Like, he's got a laundry list of stadiums that he's been a part of, including
AT&T
and Jerry World.
Yep.
So he's done it. He did it for the Link in Philadelphia. He did it for, of course, AT&T Stadium. Whenever they refurbished Soldier Field in Chicago, I would imagine a long time ago, he did the first game there, the first game at Levi's Stadium in San Francisco, SoFi in 2020. That was also a Cowboys game. That was the pandemic year, so there's no fans there, but it was Rams and Cowboys.
He called that game.
Oh, it was a Michael Gallup game.
I mean, he should have they missed a big penalty call. Could have given the Cowboys a win.
But he opened up the stadium in Atlanta and Minnesota, so he's pretty fired up about it. And he says he's still year-to-year in terms of his career because we know how just down he sounds for the majority of the games that he calls alongside Kirk Herbstreit. But apparently he's excited for this season, and he's not going to do the farewell tour. Whenever he hangs him up, he's just going to do what I guess John Madden did, which is pick up the phone and say, I'm done. And that's going to be it for Al Michaels. So perhaps one more year, but he wanted to make sure that he got to be the first broadcaster broadcasting a new stadium once again. Apparently that's something that he cares about a little bit. And
likes
I don't know,
to christen it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he likes to leave his mark and eat all their steak.
Mark his territory a little bit. Yeah, he gets the steak. That's true. That's so legendary about him. Steak, no veggies. In the booth at halftime. He's choking down a ribeye. I mean, what a stud he is.
He's a star.
I mean, and that seems unnecessary to me. You know, you have hours before the game. It's only a 3-hour game, Al.
Oh, what the hell?
Do you really need a steak in the middle of it?
To judge what that man wants to eat at halftime?
I'm just saying, what are we doing,
dude?
If he wants to have a steak and he can put that down in 10 minutes, more power to him.
Of course. I mean, it's not that difficult to put down a steak in 10 minutes, Wolchuk.
He needs his zinc.
Well, then what are you complaining about?
I would think this might cause a little bit of indigestion. Maybe in one way or another. Might have a burp situation. Might have that as well.
Yeah, the red meat goes right through me. I'll say that.
His riboflavin. You know, I mean, how else is he going to call one of those games his without falling asleep? You know,
got to fuel up.
He's got to get his choline, his zinc, his selenium. You guys know this better than anyone.
So the stadium special makes him his own steak. Do we know what cut it is?
Ribeye, right? Isn't that what he told you in the pregame? He said that.
Yeah, we asked him about it, and I believe he's a ribeye guy. You know,
and that's a messy steak. That's the messiest steak by far.
Yeah, we don't even realize half the time he's calling second half touchdowns. He's got ribeye fat grease.
He's still like chewing on it a little bit
on the side of his cheek.
He gets it well done,
you know. But there's no way he gets it well done. I should have asked him about that. Hopefully, we get a follow up this year. But I'm thinking he's a medium rare kind of guy. And then finally, I don't know if you guys or your wives are interested in the Netflix season 3 premiere for Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders, America's Sweethearts, June 16th. Is when that will drop on Netflix. So go ahead and put it on the calendar. Set it in the queue.
Yeah, a lot of people are into that. Appreciate you, Chief.
Thank you.
Football's finest is in the books here for you on a Tuesday. G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live coming up here at the bottom of the hour. But up next, Jared Sandler will join you and talk to us about what's pertinent for these Rangers as they try to even up this series against the Rockies next.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back, plus $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with experience beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Just on the Fan. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Jared Sandler set to join you here on your home of the Rangers. Pregame is coming up at 7 o'clock as they take on the Rockies, the second of three. Hopefully can can set it up so tomorrow at 2, they could go for the series victory, but they need to win tonight here. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts, and he's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. Good afternoon, Sands. How the heck you doing in Colorado today?
I'd be better if it was warmer, guys. Last night was really flipping cold. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that in the early innings with some of the guys wearing extra long cold. How cold are we talking up there?
The wind chill was in the 30s, and then there's rain, and I mean, I think, like, you know, I was talking to some of the players today to ask them, like, how it compares to some of the other cold games we played this year. And a lot of them basically said that, you know, the first couple innings are always the toughest. But then once you get in the game, once you swing the bat, once you, you know, run around in the field, it's a little bit easier. The guys on the bench have the heaters in the dugout, but that's, you're not really moving much. So, yeah, I mean, it was pretty chilly. And here's the thing, you know, the booths we sit in, usually there's like a window or glass that opens. Our engineer, God love him, he's great. His name's Jesse Trujillo. But he like opened the windows like 2 hours before first pitch. So we're sitting there freezing our tails off. So that didn't help matters. But yeah, it's pretty chilly. And my understanding is it's going to be pretty chilly again tonight. So got to deal with it. Got to figure it out.
Do you think the cold contributed to Mackenzie Gore's lats tightening up on him a little bit? What do we know?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Obviously, weather does impact that stuff, but I don't know how much it impacted him last night. I do think it contributed to the decision to pull him when they pulled him, you know, because they didn't put him on the IL. I think, you know, maybe a little more precaution. Maybe they want to wait another day, see how it responds. But, tough to say. And maybe the cold contributed to, you know, his you know, challenge in finding the zone, but like at the same time, both teams have to deal with it. And, you know, I understand that, you know, the Rockies maybe deal with these conditions more, so maybe they're more accustomed to it, but like, you know, it's not like they play 100 games a year in this weather. And so I think the players would tell you, yeah, we can't use that as an excuse. We got to be better. And I think, you know, that applies to, you know, all parts of things yesterday, including the defense, which, you know, again, this has been a real challenge for the Rangers, and you know they lost the game last night because they gave up, depending on how scoring decisions end up working out, two or four unearned runs. Forget the unearned runs. There were a number of defensive plays that were not made that needed to be made that would have changed the complexion of the game, and that's I think that's what left the most bitter taste in the mouths of folks last night.
We're doing the opener deal tonight for Rocker. Is that the plan? Is this going to be a thing moving forward?
Yeah. So we're gonna talk to Skip in a few minutes, and I'm sure he'll provide a little insight there. But yeah, you know, I think with Kamar, perhaps hey, you only have to face the top of the order once. You know, in this sort of scenario, you go four, maybe five innings, and see how it works. You know, maybe there's something with the weather, maybe there's something with the ballpark and how they feel like Kamar mixes here. Maybe it has to do with the lineup. I don't know that this is something that they plan on doing every 5 days, but maybe it is. And this is something that's, I understand that when you're three games under 500 and no matter you can be 30 games over 500, and there's always, you know, people always pick nits with, you know, managerial decisions. The one thing, you know, we're 50 games into the Skip Schumacher tenure. One of the most consistent complaints I hear from people about just managers in general is that they keep doing the same thing. But I just don't think you can can issue that complaint, you know, about Skip Schumacher. You know, he's not afraid to mix up the lineup. He's not afraid to move guys around, not afraid to try things in the bullpen, be unconventional. And, you know, with your third overall draft pick from a few years ago, not afraid to say, hey, dude, you know, we're going to stick an opener in front of you and see if that puts the team in a better position to succeed.
How collaborative is that? Is that mostly Skip? Is that CY and Skip sitting down before each game? Do you know kind of their process of that?
Yeah, I mean, I do think there's definitely collaboration. I think, you know, Skip obviously is the final call. I'm sure he works closely with the pitching department. You know, so that's Jordan Teeves and, you know, all the folks, you know, from the R&D side, perhaps even, you know, the analysts, you know, who put together the scouting reports and get a real sense of, you know, where the strengths and weaknesses might be. I'm sure CY, you know, on the pitching side, you know, is free to share his opinion. You know, he's not here in Colorado, but obviously there's, you know, direct line of communication consistently on a daily basis. I don't think the decision gets made without him. But, you know, I don't think he's the one pushing the buttons there. I think, you know, that's ultimately Skip's call. But, you know, I think any manager would be mistaken not to collaborate with, you know, the pitching guys for a decision like this or the hitting guys if, you know, if it's a decision that involves the lineup.
Any more buzz on Corey Seager's back?
No, I think no news, good news. You know, I as far as I know, nothing's changed. The hope and plan is that he's back on Monday, you know, when he's eligible and that begins the Astros series. I know with Wyatt Langford, you know, he's continuing to do, like yesterday he did, or 2 days ago, did a forearm strength test. I think that went well. I think he did a little more work today. So, you know, he's inching closer to a return, although I don't think we're, you know, looking at the same timeline as Corey's potential return. But I think the hope is that Corey will be back on Monday.
Jared Sandler, Texas Rangers, thank you so much for your time. Pregame coming up at 7 o'clock here on The Fan. Jared, have fun up there. Stay warm. And I suppose we'll catch up with you tomorrow after the day game.
Sounds good, fellas. Talk to you later.
There he goes, Jared. Thank you so much for your time. Okay, among your top stories in the world of sports this afternoon, Rashee Rice violated probation. He has been ordered to jail. Arsenal won their first Premier League title in 22 years.
Wow.
We were watching him on TV, and you know, it's been a long time. They've had some really good teams, but just other teams have been better between United, City, Chelsea, a Leicester City season, but they are back on top, and a well-earned trophy for them. All right, good, let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah, man. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan 530. My name is L.A. How you doing?
Awesome.
I'm doing okay, bro. I just found out I got one more rogue pack in here in my rogues.
Oh, no.
I thought I had more.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Boy, I got one more.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got you covered if you need a backup.
Okay, I appreciate it. What kind of flavor is it?
Coffee. It's incredible.
Okay, I've never tried that. I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot.
But you're doing like the 10 millis, aren't you?
These are six.
Those are six.
But I do two at a time sometimes.
My goodness.
Oh, doubling up.
And that doesn't make you woozy?
No.
Wow.
It's pretty incredible.
It just matters when I do it, though. Yeah. The rogue packs. They got us!
No, they did.
They got me,
so
dude.
So addicted.
They circled back around. There's got to be some other way we could try to get this in their system.
So he's not smoking the Black and Milds anymore. How did we get him? This is going for day four right here. Day four of this piece of audio. It's about Mr. Broadus, and I don't think Mr. Broadus has heard it. It's about him interrupting. It comes from the evil mind of Bobby Belt. We got Brian Broadus right here interrupting the president, Franklin D. Roosevelt, during his historic speech to Congress. It was a declaration of war, and Broadus is just talking all the way through it.
December 7th, 1941.
Who did it?
A date which will live.
Was that Germany or was that Japan?
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
Watch, he's going to say Germany, I bet.
By naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Ah, that was my next guess.
The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation.
Does he speak Japanese?
Government,
I didn't know
and
that.
Its emperor.
Is that, has he always known Japanese, or is that like you think?
Peace
in the Pacific. Like, once he lost use of his legs, did like make his brain stronger? Yeah. Hey, speaking of Germany, why does he wear that mustache, the Hitler guy? It's just a dumb mustache, right? Like, why does anybody take them seriously? Is that like considered attractive there in Germany?
Is that considered attractive there in Germany?
It's the broadest boy. He'll cut you off, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love when somebody cuts you off and say, oh, I don't mean to cut you off, but they keep on going.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Sorry.
But 14th time today.
I'm going to keep on rolling.
Oh, sorry about that, Dawson.
No. Sorry about that, but what I was saying was, okay.
Oh, you think you got a good story? Just wait till you hear mine.
I like how President Trump cuts off people. With the, excuse me. He'll just excuse your ass to death until you finally give up. Excuse me. You are nasty. You are so nasty.
Nasty.
You are nasty.
Really nasty.
All right, bro. Let's go to ESPN First Take. It's always on in the barbershop, but I never watch it. Never do. I'm disgusted by them for watching it, actually.
I glance at it.
I'm like, come on, guys. Get better.
Well, this morning, they opened the show with a WWE prank again.
I'm like, oh my God.
So much.
WWE.
Yeah. Forcing it on every one of their shows.
Golly.
I mean, the anchor even came back. I forget her name now, but the anchor came back.
Shea Cornette.
When they threw to Bray, the little intro.
Shay.
And so she comes back. She's like, yeah, we got rid of the WWE guy. So,
okay. Know. All right.
I think it was Stephen A. with Cameron today. It's pretty cool.
Killer.
So is Cameron doing a weekly? Like, does he have a one
day
with
him?
Man.
That was just a one-time situation. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be more and more. I mean, he likes doing it. Pause. But we'll see what happens, bro. Hey, First Take, Kendrick Perkins says the Minnesota Timberwolves need to trade Julius Randle. That's their problem out there in Minnesota.
I was talking to Julius Randle. I said that he had never got over the fact since the trade deadline, go look at his numbers. It was a drop-off. Because his name was mentioned in trade rumors when they were trying to get Giannis Antetokounmpo, he couldn't be professional enough to say that this is a business. By the way, we saw this same Julius Randle doing the last part of his stint with the New York Knicks. I'm telling you, before I do anything with the draft, I don't even know off the top of my head if they even have a draft pick, I would trade Julius Randle. I don't give a damn if it's for some fried catfish and a pot of gumbo. I would get him out of my locker room.
Fried catfish and a pot of gumbo. That's disrespectful, bro.
That is.
Disrespectful.
Too early for that. Kendrick, he is hot taking his ass off, isn't
he?
Yeah. He's saying a lot of things. But I think he actually believes it.
I don't know. He's selling it well enough for you?
No, I think it's stupid, but that's why I think he believes it. I mean, the Wolves have tried multiple different things now.
Yeah.
You know, we brought in Gobert. We got rid of Towns. We just don't have enough. You know? Need more good players, not less.
I got to have like a side of gumbo every time I hit a Papa Do's.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, their gumbo's delicious.
It's a must.
It is. It's delicious.
Dude, their gator bites or whatever are so good, too.
Yeah. That pasta, the little pasta thing, seafood pasta.
It really is amazing, dude.
It's a little pricey, but gosh, that place
is good. It's a little
pricey. Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
It is good.
It's good. Swamp waters. San Francisco Giants third baseman, Matt Chapman. They were talking to him about, like, the best time a fan ever trolled him.
Okay.
And this might not be one because you can't really hear the troll. You hear one good troll. You might not be able to hear the other one, but he still tells a story. This stuck with him.
Do you have a chirp that you've heard from a fan that was like so weird, funny, crazy that you've just never forgotten it?
We were playing on the road not too long ago, and some fan told me I was going to strike out and then called every single pitch that was coming from behind home plate, and he was right, and I struck out.
Swing and a miss. Strikes out Chapman.
That's amazing.
You can't hear the troll, but he named it all. Gonna be a slaughter, Chapman. Watch out, buddy.
You do, man.
It's a curve. Have you seen it before, Chap?
That is the worst. Like, he's telling you what's coming.
Yeah, he
still
did.
Can't hit it.
He did, bro. How did he know?
Wow. Yeah, how did he
know? How did he know? Let's see what else. The weather's looking a little crazy out there. I got something for you. You got family members that ever call you after, like, the weather, especially weather down here, it goes national. Hey, checking in on you guys. You know, some tornadoes or something. Yeah.
You okay down there?
Yeah, it's rolling blackouts. You guys good?
Yeah,
well, there was some crazy weather in Austin. We have a grandmother. She called and left a voicemail for her grandson.
Luke, hey, sweetie. This is Nana. I hope your phone's working okay. I can't get hold of your mom, but we just watched the weather, and it looked like Austin got hit really bad. Well, call me if you can. My number is 512.
Uh-oh.
I forgot my phone number.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I forgot my phone number.
Yep.
Gosh dang it.
Gosh dang it.
I am calling Luke. I can't get anybody.
Crap. Let me hang up. Let me write it down and I'll call you back.
100%. Oh, my gosh. I'm so scared of getting old, bro. The goal is to get old.
Oh, yes.
Man. But I'm already forgetting things.
Really bad. Well, call me if you can. My number is 512.
Oh, crap. Crap.
I forgot my phone number.
I love it, man. They leave their phone number like you can't just hit the call back. Yeah, we know your number.
Yeah. It says it right here on my phone. Thank you, Grandma.
I don't know what's the bigger sign of memory loss, either the thought that you think we don't know your number, Nana, or that you forgot it, you know? Neither one of those is good.
That is good. Yeah.
Neither one of those is good.
Oh, man.
I'm going to do this one. We got a woman in an electronics store. I think she's getting some repairs done. I'm only playing this because I love her accent. It's so New York. Reminds me of my mom's side of the family. She gets mad at one of the workers and just listen to her. That accent.
Fix that, Bob. My son will come in here.
Fix that,
and you
Bob.
Know what?
All right, here's your.
Is this the way you off. Talk Please. To people? Please. Let me make a call to my son, and you don't want that because he's government.
Have a good day, man.
He's got an attitude.
How's that attitude?
Yeah, you do have an attitude with me.
Have a good one, beautiful.
You. Okay. Come around here. Come,
no.
on, come around here. Come outside.
Mama.
Come outside. Don't see that, Mama.
Excuse me?
That's already... not nice. That is
okay,
not nice.
Okay, I understand, but you're both.
Okay, he started with me. I did not start with him. All I said was my box is damaged and he stuck his nose where it didn't belong.
Top line, right, bottom
who
line.
Who does he think he is? Some kind of cutesy? He's so cutesy when he
thank you.
When he meets my son, cutesy.
Yeah. My son is government.
My son is government. F you, come outside. Grandma wants to fight. Come on outside.
My son's on his way. He's going to give you a knuckle sandwich, punk.
Get ready for it.
Get over here, cutesy.
cutesy.
My son.
Solid cutesy,
huh? 6'3", 210. It's going to clean your clock, buddy.
What am I?
Oh, good. Okay, we ready to vote? What do you say?
Yeah.
Okay, we got AI brought us looking for four right here, interrupting FDR, declaring war. Kendrick Perkins, T-Wolves need to trade Julius Randle. What happened to Julius Randle? He is a paint scorer. They played the Spurs.
It's going to get you.
Yeah.
It's going to get everybody.
Baseball player Chapman recaps his heckler experience. Grandma forgets her phone number or a woman mad at workers in New York. That's my vote, Chief. How about you?
I'll go with the voicemail from Granny.
Lucius. Oh, man. Now I got my own self confused in here. Ooh. Listen, I knew I wanted to go, but now if I played it and I seen the reactions.
Well, then just go with it. Don't resist it.
Just come on. Thank you. Come go with the woman in the electronics store. Thank you, bro.
Good.
Thank you,
bro. Give me Grandma.
Let's go. We're tied at two for the second day in a row. It's time to jump onto our Twitter account. Our show Twitter account is at GBagNation on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, whatever you prefer. We're there at GBagNation. We're going to create an instant poll right here. It's going to be up for 12 minutes. So we want you to go to at GBagNation. You can follow us all when you get there. Our handles are in the bio. And towards the end of LA Live, we'll announce the champ. And speaking of LA Live, here's Lucius.
Just go with it. Go with your gut.
Let's do it, baby.
Yeah. So, Todd. Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live, right after the great Rick James, baby.
But all right, you squares, it's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance some of everything.
It's going to be a lot of men that get mad at me for this post, but I know you're not an alpha. You got too many friends. Alphas don't run in packs. Alphas don't click up. Alphas don't run in packs. You have to understand, in order for you to be an alpha, that means that you have to be comfortable standing on your own. You have to be comfortable doing things that may not be validated by other men or other people. You are too friendly to be alpha. You have too many friends to be alpha. Alphas don't run in packs. They're not clicked up because they're individual thinkers. They don't do what you think they should do. They do what the F they want to do. You're not an alpha. Look at you. You got 50 friends. You're not an alpha. You weak. Nobody liked Michael Jordan for a reason. Because he was an alpha. He lets you know from the rip, I'm not here to like you. I'm here to be the greatest in the world. And if you're not moving with that type of energy, go ahead and get you some help. Go ahead and join some other men and click up and have a bromance. Bitch.
Exclamation.
Bitch.
ZLA Live for Tuesday, May 19th, 2026. It is a toxic Tuesday, if you cannot tell. Edition of LA Live. Is that guy right there reaching and preaching when it comes to being an alpha?
Well, I think as an alpha, you would get people to follow you.
Right.
Like an alpha would be the clear leader of the group. But it kind of sounded to me like at times he was describing an omega.
Yes!
Okay.
You took it from me, boy.
All right, from the alpha.
All right. Omega. Thank you.
Good job, Mitch. Boy, you in your bag today right now.
I was recently researching this when I realized I wasn't an alpha. I was like, what am I? I'm an omega.
Yep.
I'm hoping I'm an omega.
Yeah. Listen, he was like almost there. I get what he's saying, but no, brother. Yeah. That's not
like
totally
an alpha,
it.
People are flocking to you.
Yeah.
You know, like Nico before he was the GM of the Mavs.
Oh.
Pow, pow. I think he became an omega.
Hey, Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this here station. When I say long time, every Tuesday I get a message that tells me, LA, this will be my last time.
Yeah, you'll
this
be back.
Will be my last time.
Just turning in their Tolo cards like that.
Yeah, just like that. Over a bad piece of audio or a joke that went awry or something. Like, I'm throwing it all the way. Free radio. LA Live is brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That's Greystone-Roofing.com. Let me get this joke off so I can set the mood right.
Like, I was that kid every baseball season that had a black eye, you know, because they'd always put me in the outfield. Kid would come up to bat. He'd hit a fly ball. It would come right at me. I'd miss it. And then my dad would punch me.
My dad would punch me.
God. Tough, man. Yeah, I know. My mom was bad at baseball two times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your mama was bad at ducking.
Yeah. Boy, toxic. It's toxic, bro. It's toxic. There's hella drama going on in women's boxing. I know you guys seen this on a timeline. The 18-time world champion, Clarissa Shields, Clarissa T-Rex Shields, has been banned from all Jake Paul MVP events.
Uh-oh.
You seen this, Will Chuck?
No.
Oh, you didn't see this?
I didn't see this.
Must be my timeline. Yeah, Clarissa Shields has been banned from all Jake Paul MVP events for slapping the hand away of 18-1 super featherweight champion Alicia Baumgartner.
Okay.
So we got to talk nice about Alicia Baumgartner, guys, because she is in the city. She does pop around in the city a lot.
I don't want to get popped by her.
No.
We don't.
No.
You see her shoulders?
Yeah.
Pull that girl up.
She's
delts
ripped.
Are just unbelievable.
She is
ripped. Yeah, like a little superhero. This happened during a heated ringside altercation at the Ronda Rousey fight.
Okay.
It could have turned into a brawl real quick, but the security came over there and the bystanders broke it up. One of the bystanders was Michael Irvin.
Okay.
Yeah,
I did see Mike there.
He went viral for telling the story about how it happened. Oh, you should have seen it. It was like rocking Apollo. He's going viral. You can find that video right now. MVP, it's Jake Paul's company, issued a formal statement saying they have zero tolerance policy against hostile or aggressive behavior outside of a sanctioned match. I would love to see Clarissa Shields and Alicia Baumgartner fight.
won't happen, though. Unless it's, like, you know, unsanctioned.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the same weight class.
And they'll never be able to meet together. I think, what, Shields is 175. She's going down to 160-something for a fight. Wow. But, yeah. The catch weight is 147.
That
she ain't getting there. Ask her to do that. Have you looked at Clarissa Shields? And I say that respectfully because I don't want no hands from her or Pat Poose.
It's a full-figured woman is what you're saying?
Very strong lady is what I'm talking about. I think she's from strong. Detroit.
Detroit, what up, though?
What up, though? I think she's from Detroit. And
cutting down to 165?
Yeah, bro, that's what tough. I'm saying. That's a big girl, boy.
She's easily a buck 90 in that red dress.
That's a big girl, bro. That's Papu's girl. Papu likes tough girls. His other girl was Remy Ma. Remember Remy Ma? I think she's from the Bronx. That song, Lean Back.
She was rapping with Cameron, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's a tough girl, too. Papoose likes him tough. That means he got to be tough or something. I don't know. Anyway, Alicia Baumgartner called it an unprovoked assault, even though you can see Alicia using fighting words.
Yeah, it's provoked.
Yeah, using fighting words.
And after she got hit, I don't think she wants any of this.
And did she hit her hand, right? It wasn't like a slap in the face, even though you see headlines from these blogs talking about slap the fire out of Alicia. Dog walked her. You're like, what? Oh, you're talking. I can't do this part. Oh, sorry about that. Let me turn this on now. I was loving that
silly
Orange
Juice Jones. Silly
rabbit tricks are
for kids.
Yeah, silly rabbit tricks.
Man, that video blew my mind as a kid. I was like, oh, man. I was heartbroken for the guy.
Yeah, it really was. Poor guy. Alicia, what'd she say? Alicia called the situation an embarrassment to all women's sports, and she will handle this legally and professionally. Does that mean a lawsuit?
Yeah.
I would think.
That's exactly what that sounds
like. You can't be saying, I'm going to kick your A, let's fight, let's do all of this. You can't handle me, then I'll push your hand away. And you put a lawsuit on me?
Yeah, and there's an element to this that, like, sells fighting.
It would, but these two are never going to link up in a ring.
But it also does help their brand.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, like, we're talking about it. And some people that might not even know who you are now might know who you are. So there's positives to be gained by this. And nothing really harmful happened.
Nothing really harmful happened. Except for everybody. We're talking about you right now on the radio, buddy.
It's okay.
But I don't want you to press charges on this situation. That's not the move. Even though they have done this before. It was like 2 years ago they got into it ringside.
Okay.
It was some pushing and shoving. I think Clarissa Shields said Baumgartner was allegedly on steroids.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let's see what they said.
Who wants to be a drug team with Alicia? You might as well give me steroids, too. And I want you to shut my mouth up. Shut me up. Shut me up.
Shut me up. Shut me up.
We really need to do away with these laws that, like, if your hand is next to me and I brush you, they could say, well, that was unwanted contact. That's assault. I'll see you in court. We need to do away with all that nonsense. You know?
That girl's hand was in T-Rex's face.
Yeah,
I'm going to hit it away.
Right. Yes.
I'm a fighter.
I'm with you. Yeah, we're humans. Okay?
What are you doing,
There's going to be a reaction.
Let's have respect for the actual, like, violent assault. Right? Yep. The guy didn't want any smoke, and, like, a dude's totally whipping his ass.
Yeah.
Boom.
You know, that is, we'll see you in court.
Yeah.
Anything short of that, just laugh him out.
Yeah. 100%. I'm with you right there. T-Rex claimed that she did not execute a sucker punch. That she was standing right in Alicia's face. That's her defense.
That's crazy.
It wasn't a sucker punch.
I was in your face, girl. Speaking of fighting, have you seen the undercard for the Johnny Manziel fight?
No. Is it good?
No. Oh, my God. It's so funny to me.
Okay,
this is a Brand Risk promotion. Brand Risk on the beat right here. That's the Aiden Ross people, right?
Yes.
Okay. UFC Apex Las Vegas, May 23rd. Live and
holy
free
crap, it's
on
Ray J.
That's right.
No way.
It's live and free on all major platforms, so we should be able to watch this right here. Johnny Manziel versus Bob Menery.
Yeah.
He's going to beat Bob Menery up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But then the co-main event is Ray J versus some fool named Super Hot Fire.
Who the hell is that?
Super Hot Fire. First of all, wasn't Ray J 10 days away from dying?
Yeah, he told us this is going to be his last year.
That's what I'm told. He said somebody was bleeding from the eyes or something. Yeah. It was craziness.
Some liver deal or kidney deal or something was wrong with his organs.
And now he's in a darn Johnny Manziel brand promotions fight.
And it's maybe he's just a hypochondriac.
Crazy.
He like Googled a couple symptoms and thought he was out of here.
That's all it takes.
I've been there before.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. Another fight on this card is Fly Soulja versus Jeremy Smith. Jeremy was like, I'm going to just keep it.
Keep it burst.
Yeah, just keep it straight up, bro.
Isn't Fly Soulja one of those kids from Miami, the twins?
The tatted ups?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he one of the twins?
The Island Boys.
One of the Island Boys?
He is?
Yes.
Whoa.
That's Fly Soulja.
Okay.
Didn't the Island Boys kiss each other?
Yeah they have a few times. They suck.
Going to turn the octagon into a kissing booth.
Yeah, this is
it's unbelievable.
Oh, real.
Am I seeing Michael Beasley versus Lance Stevenson?
And they're fighting in MMA. Like, there's a mix of boxing and MMA.
This is crazy, bro, this card.
This is hilarious,
what are we
dude.
Doing?
Some dude named No Neck J versus Shane Chant. No Neck J.
Sounds strong.
Who are you fighting, No Neck J?
I think Ryan Garcia's brother is in this. Sean Garcia?
This is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Dom the Troll. Versus Tommy Tough Knuckles.
This is like satirical,
is
bro.
Jeremy Smith a little person?
Yeah, Jeremy Smith. Jeremy Smith, yeah, I'm looking at him
is that
now.
Who's fighting
I'm seeing some
the Island Boy? I think that's a little man.
Wait, the Island Boy is fighting a little dude?
I think he's fighting a little dude.
Yeah, looks like it. The headshot looks like a...
This is insane,
looks
bro.
Like a dwarf.
They probably weigh they're around the same.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Island Boy is so lean.
I mean,
Island Boy's got the reach on him.
Golly.
These people on this fan text, they know these people. Look at them. I know.
Yeah.
Super Hot Fire. You don't know who Super Hot Fire is, Luchis.
Island Boy's going to be punching down
right,
on this
one. I'm going to look up Super Hot Fire for you.
There's one fool is fighting named, you said about Sean Garcia, right?
Yeah.
He's fighting Scam Likely.
Scam Likely?
Scam Likely.
That's the stage name?
Scam Likely, bro. How could I not see this? I have to see this
wild.
Fight.
This is amazing, dude. I saw Johnny Manziel was prepping for the fight by walking 5 steps on the beach and ripping a heater.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bob Mendrick's not putting in any work for this.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, he was one of the Nelk dudes.
He's going to get beat up, bro.
He's also another YouTube guy.
He's saying he's trying his best to gain weight for this fight. He said he can't eat, though. I was reading it.
Yeah, this is going to be a funny embarrassment. We should do a party for this.
Have all the drugs just suppressed his appetite?
Gosh.
So he's like 8 years older and 25 pounds lighter than a former professional athlete, Bob Mennery.
Yeah, he's going to get washed.
This is incredible, man.
Yeah.
Podcaster?
Hey, shout out to Aiden Ross. He's putting together an entertaining card here.
That's 2 in a row.
What would you be willing to do this for? What do you need? A couple $100,000?
To fight Bob Mennery?
Blow up your brand. Fight Johnny Manziel.
Oh, to fight Johnny Manziel?
Yeah. You don't want to do that, bro.
No, I really don't.
It's only going to be 15, 20 seconds. He's going to get gas.
He's going to give you that crackhead energy dose for that 15, 20 seconds. It's going to be a flurry of things.
You can survive.
Don't be a crackhead, but be a crackhead.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could survive 30 seconds and you had great cardio and you learned to punch and maybe one submission, I think you could get Johnny.
What do you think?
He's not going to train.
I need 6 months. I think I need 6 months to get in real shape here.
I think
here.
We can make it happen. We'll set you up with Lucius and we'll get you ready.
6 weeks to get you together. They said 90 days change your whole life.
Wow. Okay. Well, then I would think probably like $500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd start at $500,000. Then we can get this going.
Maybe he needs a tune-up fight, you know? Sounds like Chief's willing to be his Huckleberry.
I think he would wash me. I do.
Yeah. He's strong. Up top, pause. He's strong.
Not so much down low.
I mean, the way he's chunking those balls, you got to have some type of shoulders.
Yeah, you do.
Quick twitch muscles.
Heisman winner.
Remember a couple years ago, though?
Got that lush energy, so he'll fight anytime.
He had that emaciated picture that made it look like...
Yeah, he
wasn't looking pretty good out there.
No, but that was some years ago, wasn't it?
That was a couple of years back. That might have been rock bottom for
him.
Yeah,
that was probably in the thick of it. He was probably in the thick of it, Dawson.
Yeah, no, it was bad. It got bad. You know, he was, you get one of those habits where you're struggling to eat enough calories.
Yeah.
One way or another, it's not good.
Before I get out of here, gosh, I can't remember the name of that thing, but they basically said that you need to take vacations every 2 months to stay copacetic out here without losing your mind or getting burnout.
A little overdue.
Yeah. Every 2 months of vacation.
That's why they give us a 3-day weekend. He'll be good after this.
He'll be good.
Go ahead and enjoy.
And a pizza party. My name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black tomorrow. A little willing on a butt naked Wednesday. Y'all be safe out there in this rain. Holla.
There he goes, LA Live with Lucius Alexander, every night 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We got 1 hour and 4 minutes to go to the Rangers pregame, Woolchuck. Little round tripper.
Yeah, let's get you ready for this Rangers game and the most heartbreaking no-hit bid of all time next.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back. Plus, $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with Experience Beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.